That's me. I'm Scrooge, and I got all mileage, Bolly, and I'm the baddest cat in all this world. I've been studying all my life how to Scrooge people, and I guarantee you I've done some fine work in that direction. Cratchit!
Yes, sir?
You busy? I surely is, sir. See that you keep busy. Don't want no dangling wanging around here. Keep everybody tight, and tell them two cats come in here want to get some money. I ain't giving no money away. They're messing with Scrooge. I'm taking it in. I ain't putting it out. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Well, keep it clear. People come around here wanting my gold. It's all trying to pry into my vault. Every time I turn around, somebody's trying to snap. Tell my nephew I don't want to have no dinner with him. And if he never comes in here again, that'll be too soon.
I'll tell the cat.
See that you do. I don't understand these people who are after my gold. I close up this here place and what? Yeah, let me tell you something else. You think that you're going to get off Christmas Day?
Well, I was hoping, sir, that you'd let me knock off just a little while for Christmas Eve because I want to go home and cool the goose.
Well, if you're going to get off Christmas Eve, you're going to have to work all day Christmas. You hear me?
I hear you, sir. I'm with it.
Well, I guess we're going on home here. So Scrooge takes off and he cuts on down the street and the snow is blowing and the wind is whooing and Scrooge is going along in his loose soul and his loose clothes and his hard cash box and his big money mine going on in his wig and he ding, ding, ding up the stairs and he opens his door and he gets inside and he puts a double lock on the door because he's a little bugged tonight. He been saying humbug so long and humbug this and humbug that he done give himself a natural humbug. He's got the bug humming in him, see? So he double locked the door. And he sit there, and all of a sudden, there's an old bell laying over there in the corner, and the bell goes ding, 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 ding. Scrooge said, what's that?
Bang, dong.
He said, what's that? Bell started ring. Bang, dong, boom, boom. Pretty soon, all the bells all over the house started ring. Ding, ding, bang, bang, dong. Dang, dong, boom, boom, dang, dong, boom, boom. And he hears something like some chain cats are pulling all the chains from the chains of time up the hill of strife, ringing and dang. He said, what is all that ringing and dang with them chains? And all of a sudden, bloop. In come a cat, the wildest looking cat you ever seen in his life. Real gone cat, and Scrooge does a real wild take. He said, I know who that stud is. That's Marley. He said, I know that's Marley. What's he doing here? He said, hey, Marley. I said, yes, that's me. He said, man, you sure chained up there, man. You got chainsville all over you there. I said, well, I put them on myself. That's the way I lived it. I chained myself. I hung myself up with all these chains, you know, being parsimonious, understand me? I can't get them off now. I've been lugging these chains all over the country for the past 7 years. That's a long time. What you want with me there, Molly, Molly? Because I got your barley. That's why I don't mess with no barley no more. I wish I'd given it all away when I had it, and I'm going to tell you something else, too. I'm a spook, you know that? You telling me? I know you're a spook, Molly, and I'm going to get straight with you. I'm going to tell you something else, too, Mr. Scroogey, Scroogey. There's going to be three more gaslighting spooks coming to see you. He said, three more gaslighting spooks? Man, I said, one spook's enough. I said, can't I have them all at one time? I said, no, they come in one at a time. First one will be 11, next one will be 12, next one will be 1. Man, it's hard on diggers. It ain't what you dig, Scrooge. It's what you're putting down. You've been a very solid cat all this time. You're going to be gaslighted by these spooks. Well, they say, if it got to be gas, it ain't going to cost me no money, is it? Cost you more than that, Scrooge. Say, it ain't no more than money. You say, you find out. Molly split. And old Scrooge is sitting there sweating and ding and ding. And all of a sudden, man, he hears some crazy, wild kind of a thing going on. He don't know just what it is. And all of a sudden, boom, here comes a great big fat spook, look like take 170 wings and lift him off over the housetop, and he's got a gold beat up cat and strangly legs and strangly arms and pedicured eyes and all out of his skull, spooking up a storm, and he looks at old Scrooge and he says, Scrooge is standing in the corner, he feel like a disrupted, small, disregarded and unclaimed white mice midget style. He's sitting over there, and old spook say, come with me, cause I is the ghost of the Christmas past. And Scrooge said, do I have to? Say, you certainly do. And he got on the ghost's wing. They took off. And he's flying old Scrooge over the top of the mountain. The wind is blowing. And the wind is popping his wake. And he's looking down and seeing all these crazy scenes going on. Zoom. He goes for a few more miles and whoosh, takes him down to a sunlit pasture. And the sunlit pasture is full of children. And they're singing and dancing and loving and going and swinging. And Scrooge said, look, that's me. And he said, yeah, that's you. That's you. He said, I look pretty good now. Yeah, but you don't look good now. He said, I'm going to hear you. You got to get yourself straight, something terrible gonna happen. You zoom, he takes him over to another place and he shows him a pretty little chick. Got dimples, three dimples on each chin, and she got three little dimpled children, and the next little dimple on the way, and there's a real swinging cat around there, and it's a happy time place. Looks like 17 carnivals taking off. And Scrooge, look at this chick. Say, I remember that chick. I could have married her one time. Spook say, yeah, you could if you wasn't so tight in your purse. You're thinking about yourself. That's what happened. He said, let me help you further, Mr. Scrooge. Let me tell you one thing. You could have got everything straight if you wanted, and you better straighten up. Scrooge said, take me home. The ghost said, I will. Boom, and he's home again. He said, oh, man, that was a shaker. He said, I don't know what's jumping off here, but he said, this whole thing is shaking me up pretty bad. He said, I'm going to tell you right now. I said, wham, here comes another big spook. Ooh, he's a wild-looking spook. He's a crazy-looking spook. He's a far-out spook. He's a gaslight spook. He's got a gaslight right on the top of his wig. Going around like one of them automatic pilot lights in that lighthouse. And he's been gassing up the whole scene. He said, come with me. I'm the ghost of Christmas present. And Scrooge look around and see the joint is loaded with apples and bananas and oranges and cradleys and aquavats and rippy lips and all kinds of crazy wild grapes and crazy Christmas scenes and nuts and candy. And he say, come with me. He done took off again. He said, I'm the ghost of the Christmas present. He said, I'm going to show you what's going on in this world and how the people dig Christmas and how to all enjoy. And he took him home to a little old outcast island, and there sitting on a small beat-up rock was two studs chomping up on a can of beans singing, Merry Christmas with you, Merry Christmas with you, Merry Christmas to the whole world, and so on and so forth. And he showed them the people jumping for joy here, and he showed the cats that ain't got nothing, got something anyway, and they all jumped for joy singing Merry Christmas, and the bells is ringing. He said, now you get yourself straight and see how things is jumping. Come with me. So they fly over to Cratchit's place, and there's little old Tiny Tim. He's singing over the quarter crochet and a little crazy scene on his crutch, fiddling around, you know what I mean, and carrying on, see, and they're all talking about, look at this here goose, and they look down at a little goose about the size of a beat-up retarded sparrow, and everybody's oohing and ahhing all over this goose, and they're saying, when we going to spread it, and so on, and Tiny Tim say, God bless everyone, even up and including old Scroogey Scrooge, God bless everyone, that's what Tiny Tim say, and old Scrooge got wet eyes, took him back again, wow, whole side of the building up, boom, and come a long angular spook, looked like 17 gas lighter stovepipes hung together with jingle jangle bells all over. Spook takes a look at this cat and says, do I have to go with you? He say, you certainly do, because I'm the ghost of Christmas future. He say, come with me. He say, where are we going? He say, none of your business. And he takes old Scrooge and they cut off the fly, and they're flying around the moonlight is shining down. So, boom, they're in a graveyard. Ooh, a wild, ooh, crazy spooky graveyard, and old Scrooge is walking around, and finally something steps out at him like he was stuck in the force of his eyes with some sort of an electronic pitchfork, and he reads on one of them billboards in that graveyard and say, this is Scrooge, the baddest cat that ever lived. He ain't had nothing, he won't have nothing, and he ain't got nothing now. Period. And Scrooge looked at him, Scrooge, what are you talking about? And the man, he said, well, come with me. They go to another place, and he said, you going to the funeral? Say, not me, man. I wouldn't go near that cat, dead or alive. They're going to pay me getting near that cat. Say, what cat is that? And suddenly kind of comes, Scrooge is taking the coffin factory, and they see all these coffins laying around, and they see one coffin, all of us got flowers around this poor little coffin, they got nothing on it but just some pine wood bowl, and old Scrooge look up the coffin, and look at this and that, but he's afraid to look all the way, for he knows who is in that coffin, so zoom, he swings on back again, and the ghost puts him down, and old Scrooge is shaking and shivering, and he finally falls into a real wild, crazy Myers's coma, and he falls out for how long, he don't know, when he wakes up in the morning, oh, the sun was shining on the glorious snow, and old Scrooge is feeling so groovy and so wild, and he tick, 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 tiptoes over the window. He up with the window, see a little cat, and I say, hey, boy, I said, yes, sir. He said, you know that great, big, giant, king-sized bird down in Doodley's window? He said, you mean the prize bird? No, I say, I mean that big, great, big, king-sized bird. He said, go get that bird. Here's a 20. He knocks a 20 on him. He said, go get that bird, and here's 10 more for a cab, and here's $5 for your sister, and here's $22.50 for your uncle's new bicycle, and he say, tell anybody wants anything, see Scrooge. He said, I'm flying this here Christmas. He said, I want to see Cratchit swing out with a great big swing and happy dinner. He said, I'm with it all the way. And old Scrooge gets dressed and he's walking down the street, and ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, the bells is ringing. Scrooge got a big smile on his face, and people that he's seen for 20 years never said, they'll say, good morning, Mr. Scrooge. He said, what you say, baby? And he can on, and can on, he's happy as the day is long, and he finally fell into old Bob Cratchit's place, and he's got Christmas toys and Christmas jars and Christmas presents for everybody, and they just open the goose, and little Tiny Tim see him coming and say, God bless Mr. Scrooge. He done did the turnabout. He's the Lord's boy today. And that's the story of Scrooge. You can get with it if you want to. There's only one way, straight to the road of love.